In Las Vegas, all the water that cleans the dishes, hits the shower drain, or is flushed down the toilet is recycled at this plant. The waste flows through 2,000 miles of pipes to arrive in a torrent here. Jeff Mills is the assistant manager.
What you're standing on right now, this is where everything comes in.
Mills holds up a plastic container of what's called influent, the waste piped into the plant.
If you take a look at it, it's not probably as dark as what you might think, because 99.9% has carrier water, basically bringing it down the collection system.
So take your picture with it?
Sure. Definitely not a glamour shot, right?
Mills takes me through step by step how everything is filtered out. Eggshells, coffee grounds, and sludge. He explains how the good bacteria eat up chemicals harmful to the environment, and finally how ultraviolet light bulbs disinfect the water. Water pollution control laws in the 1940s and 50s provided federal money to build wastewater treatment plants like this one. Much of that water is now reused on golf courses, in air conditioners, and car washes. In some cases, it flows back into the environment, like the Las Vegas Wash.
If you kind of come in and the fish don't see you, you should see a good half dozen good-sized carp.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one right there.
Wow. They're big.
Yeah, they are big.
From the Las Vegas Wash, the water flows 25 miles downstream to Lake Mead, the massive reservoir that supplies water to Southern California and Arizona. But the recharge won't do much to bolster Lake Mead. It's so low, the Southern Nevada Water Authority is building a new pipe to pump water to Las Vegas. Engineering project manager Erica Moonen takes me to a platform where I can look down a 600-foot deep shaft that's 30 feet in diameter.
Whoa!
Warm, humid air mists up my camera lens and my glasses. Moonen says they're building this pipeline to take cleaner water from the bottom of the lake.
That treated wastewater gets trapped at the surface. So if we're deep enough, it doesn't really influence. We don't see the influence of that treated wastewater coming in and into our intakes.
Some water experts worry about what the wastewater treatment plants don't remove. Traces of pharmaceutical drugs, for instance. Robert Glennon is the author of Unquenchable, America's Water Crisis and What to Do About It.
Now, they're in exceedingly small doses measured in the parts per trillion, but they're still powerful chemicals, and we don't know what the maximum safe exposure level is for any one of these chemicals. Never mind that it's really a veritable cocktail mix of chemicals.
So far, research shows no harmful health impacts in places like Namibia, where people are already drinking recycled water without an environmental buffer like a lake. But more studies need to be done. In the meantime, Glennon says that water can be used on parks or to wash cars.
When most of us think about the water that we have, we think of it as though it were like air, infinite and inexhaustible, when for all practical purposes, it's very finite and very exhaustible.
That's why the Southwest is relying more and more on recycled water to stretch the supply. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.